Listen, learn, create your own destiny. Create the life you want. See the future. Want the future. Have it now. Welcome to the Manifest Change Podcast. And here's your host, Brooklyn Storm.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday morning. I'm down here at the practice and wanted to jump on this morning and talk with you about something that happened to me on my way here today. So I was in bed and I went to sleep last night with a bit of a headache, and I'm a big believer in sleeping things off. I never get sick. That's not true, actually. I just get really sick. I'm usually in pretty good health. But anyway, last night I went to bed with a bit of a headache, and I hope to sleep it off. This morning I woke up, the headache had almost turned into a migraine. Like, I could barely open the curtains. I could barely see what I was doing to, you know, put my earrings in and, you know, brush my hair and things like that. And I was thinking to myself, I'm going to have to cancel the day here because I'm just so tired and my headache is just so bad. I didn't know how I was going to drive to work. Anyway, I thought to myself, I was standing in the kitchen and I was having a drink of water, and I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to try and use some of my manifestation stuff here and see what I can do. So I started to think a little bit about the role of manifestation in health, and that got me onto thinking about the subconscious mind, and it got me onto thinking about how the subconscious mind is responsible really for 95% of everything that I'm experiencing at the moment. So in knowing that, I thought, okay, how does that help me with this? So what I did was I just kind of asked my body what it needs. I asked my mind, okay, what do you need? What's going on? Why are you in pain? Why have you got this headache? What's going on? And do you know, it was so weird because almost as soon as I'd asked myself or asked my headache, I know it sounds so weird, but as soon as I'd asked myself what it meant and what it needed, the pain started lifting, and it was just really, really weird. So look, I've done this a couple of times before. Those of you who already follow me know that I do this from time to time. I do ask my body what it needs, and it does work, but it never ceases to surprise me or amaze me about how it happens. And anyway, so I was driving to work and my headache, like, I've been here at the office now for about 15 minutes and I'm headache free. And I haven't had any medicine. I didn't have a Panadol or anything, or Tylenol. So I thought it might be really helpful to share this experience with you guys and see what you think. Now, what I'm about to talk about is really just something to do with manifestation, and it's absolutely no way saying you should not go to a doctor if you're unwell. Of course, if you're unwell, take medicine, go to a doctor. This is just something different for those of you who are open to looking at things from a bit of a different angle. So that's the thing. The other thing that I think is that when you have a physical symptom in your body, like, you know, me with my headache, I think that we know using manifestation principles that chaos brings clarity, okay? Discomfort brings clarity. And I think another way of looking at that is when things are a little bit chaotic in our body, it's bringing about some kind of clarity. It's a message that something good is going to come out of this because there's going to be change. And I think that you can see that in two ways. You can either have a change that you're on board with and you see the change is empowering, or you can resist the change. And I think when you resist a change, that drags out the recovery process, whether it's a mental health condition, whether it's a physiological condition. You know, the studies on stress always show that stress is counterproductive in terms of helping you get well. So it makes sense to me then, from a manifestation perspective, that if you have some physical symptom, that you look at it as a positive sign for a positive change. And once you embrace it, hey Rachel, how are you going? And once you embrace it, I think then you're accepting it and that acceptance of it makes it a lot easier to deal with. And this fits in really nicely as well with a therapeutic approach in psychology called acceptance and commitment therapy by Russ Harris. And any of you who are studying psychology or counseling also understand about acceptance and commitment therapy. If you don't know what it is and you'd like to know, why don't you check out Russ's website? I think it's just called ACTACT.com.au, and you can also Google him for more information. But the other thing, hey Tracy, how are you? It's nice to see you. The other thing I think is really important about health and physical signs and physical symptoms when we're talking about manifestation is to understand that our subconscious mind likes to hear things as stories, remembering that it operates in the same way as a seven-year-old child. We have to use repetition. We have to be creative in how we convey information. So if you're somebody who has experienced, like I have this morning, a headache, maybe I can look for a story in that. Maybe I can look for a metaphor in that. Maybe it's my subconscious mind trying to give me some kind of communication that something's a bit off, and it's just trying to do that by using this story. So if I think about my headache, maybe I'll say to myself, okay, heads, what are heads used for? Heads are used for thinking. Maybe it's a metaphor that I'm overthinking things. And have I been overthinking things lately? Yes, I've had a lot on my plate lately. You know, my professional community is up in arms. It looks like a lot of us might lose our jobs soon through no fault of anybody's own. So, of course, that's a worry. It's bringing about all sorts of concerns regarding relationships, clients, family stress and struggles, all of that. I'm running two businesses at the moment. So, yeah, if I think about a headache as a story for my subconscious telling me slow down, focus on one thing at a time, stop trying to change the world every single day, I get that and I can get on board with that. Maybe if you've got shoulder problems, you know, you're feeling quite stressed in your shoulders and there's a lot of shoulder tension there, you might see that as a metaphor from your subconscious mind as perhaps you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. Think about, have you been carrying a lot of stress lately for yourself or for other people? Maybe it's just that's affecting you at the moment. And if it's that, what can you do about it? And maybe there are other metaphors that you can think about for shoulders. I think if I think about shoulders and shoulder stress, a picture comes into my mind of somebody sort of hunched over because, you know, there's a lot of pressure on the carrying a lot. And maybe if that's what you're experiencing, that might be a sign for you to start releasing some things or delegating some things. Maybe you can delegate the minor irritations and start from there. Another example might be if you've got problems in your lower back, you know, that might be a subconscious story or a subconscious metaphor for something like, you know, carrying the weight of the world. Oh, no, I've said that one. I don't know, supporting others. Maybe it's around supporting others. When people have lower back problems, it's usually because they're lifting a lot, or maybe it's because they're not moving. Maybe they're just really stiff. Maybe they're just horizontal a lot of the time. So then when they do have to get up and move around, they're kind of, you know, financial support. Tracy says, yeah. Maybe when they're moving around, then they're experiencing pain because they're not used to moving around. And maybe that's a metaphor in life. If something's going on for you in life, maybe you're being very rigid or very, very, you know, blinkered about something. And maybe this is a metaphor for you to be a little bit more flexible and look at options, be a bit more flexible in how you're seeing problems or difficulties or the world. And, you know, these approaches to understanding the function of physical symptoms is not new at all. You know, it's nothing unique to manifestation. It's just something I find fascinating at the moment. and I'm sharing it with you in case you find it interesting and fascinating too. But in Chinese medicine, the idea of a metaphor for physical symptoms has been around for a very long time. So, and in psychology in some fields as well. But I think if you want to heal yourself of a minor physical symptom, let's say, I don't want to start talking about big things and upset people, but let's just say you've got a headache or something like that. I think do spend some time asking your body, you know, okay, what do you need or what's going on or what's the story that you're trying to tell me, and really listen and just see what happens. And when you accept that that niggly feeling is there, when you accept that that discomfort is there as well, I think what you'll find is that with that understanding of the story is going to come a little bit of clarity around something you can change. And I think with the acceptance of the pain, you're going to experience a lessening of the symptoms of the pain, for the very simple fact that if you try and push back against it, or if you try and resist against pain, you only make it, you know, 10 times worse. So it's really cool. I would love to know your thoughts. Please share them in the comments. I'll do a podcast on this today and post it up for you next week. But thank you so much for watching. It was lovely to have your company today. And if you're not already in the group, the manifesting group, you're most welcome to join. Hit me up with a private message and I'll let you know where I can whack the link for the group in the comments for you. Just tap it and come along and join. I'll talk to you later. Have a lovely Saturday, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Take steps now to manifest the life you want by checking out the show notes. If you've loved this episode, leave a review on iTunes. Here's to manifesting change.